Hey dude, how are you doing? Sorry, that was pretty lame. Should I start over? Welcome. I'm a little nervous. Yeah, it's not every day that my guy best friend asks me to help him with a problem so personal. I'm game to help, don't get me wrong, but it's just a little nerve-wracking. No. Don't misunderstand me. I'm genuinely overjoyed that you would open up to me about something so private and be so vulnerable with me. I'm deeply honored that you would tell me about this problem, and honestly, pretty flattered that you would ask me to help you with it. I've done lots of research on premature ejaculation since you asked me, though. I'm super prepared for this. And I know now that you made the right decision asking me. Just in the sense that it's a particularly nervous issue, right? So it's actually a great idea to ask someone you're comfortable with to help you with it. Now, the first thing we should do is just relax. Have a seat on the couch. Take some deep breaths for me. In, out, in, and out, relaxing, tension, out. All good? Great. Now just remember, this is a 100% judgment-free zone. There is no success or failure here. I am not expecting anything from you, good or bad. This is just a friend helping her friend, and I'm ready to do this again in the future. You're not going to be magically cured in one session. Now that you're relaxed in your own body, you need to be relaxed with me and my body. Let's just start with the kiss. Platonic kiss. Okay, maybe a little less platonic than that. Okay, try this on for size. You good? Honestly, that should have been a statement. I never realized my best friend was such a good kisser. And hopefully, it's not awkward now that I said that. Well, we can always relax with some more kisses. Proper foreplay is really the key to preventing premature ejaculation, and all good foreplay starts with kissing and touching. To be clear, that means you can touch me wherever you want. Damn, you're really good at kissing. Good with your hands, too. I think we're ready to move on. What comes next? Oh, yeah! Now we take our clothes off. Remember, stay relaxed. Oh, don't be embarrassed about dripping pre-cum already. Check me out. Look at this finger. I'm like a leaky faucet down there. I wasn't flattering you when I said you were good. All right, so premature ejaculation is psychological, but it's physical too. The more lube we have, the less friction there will be, and the longer you'll last. Just a warning, I'm going to touch your cock now, but I'm intentionally not going to warm up the lube, just to help you cool off a bit. Pun intended. Yes, I know it's cold. That's the point. Before I touch you, two things. First, keep breathing and stay relaxed. Second, and this is the most important, you must tell me as soon as you think you're gonna come. I'm not gonna judge you or get mad or disappointed or anything at that point. This is normal. Common medical issues for guys. And I'm gonna treat it like that, okay? I wouldn't judge you for bleeding if you had a cut. And I'm not gonna judge you for coming when you have premature ejaculation. I'm not a mind reader, though. This only works if you stop me before the point of no return. So breathe in and out. And relax back into the couch while you're naked and very wet. Best friend edges you. Don't tense up. Relax those pelvic muscles and your glutes and your abdominals. Breathe. Good. Good. See? That wasn't so hard, was it? Well, pun not intended this time. And you said on the phone you were probably going to come before I even got it out of your pants. Look at you now. Oh. Okay, stopping. Breathe in. Out. And now I go back to it. Keep breathing. Focus on the sensations, not the pleasure. Don't get in your own head. You're strong. You can do. Okay, that's okay. Judgment-free zone, remember? You just need to acclimate to the sensation. I know they seem like a lot, but they're no big deal, really. You're improving already. Good boy. Sorry, I don't know why I said it like that way. I'm kind of getting nervous too, if I'm honest. I feel very responsible right now. So, let's just both relax, okay? Getting close to your limit. How about a little reset? Why don't you, finger me? That'll give you a break. Sound like an idiot, but I can't think of anything else to say. You could be a thousand times more severe than a premature ejaculator and still be happy with your hands. Forget I said that. My turn to say that. I didn't want to ruin the surprise. You've technically never been inside a girl before, right? So let's fix that. Just breathe deep, okay? I'm okay. Don't. Good boy. Hold it for me, okay? You're the first man that's ever been inside me. And you're going to make me come. I'm almost there. You're so, so close to making a girl come with your cock. That's what you wanted to learn to do, right? Then that's what you're going to do. And it's not going to be the end of the world if you fail. I'll get you hard again and bounce on it until I cream it. I am in love with you. I'm ovulating, and I want you to come inside my virgin pussy. Hold. Hold. Good boy. I've been crazy for you for years. I'm not like crazy femdom or anything, but wow. Did you ever respond to that stuff? Did I do a good job? That makes me happy to hear. I'm glad you love me too. I genuinely think it's hotter that you're a premature ejaculator. I've been fingering myself to that revelation for days. I'll help you get better if you want, though. I seriously only want what's best for you. You can become a stud that lasts all night and fucks me into the bed. Or I can be your mistress and train you to come in your pants on command. I've had so many years of crushing on you to make up for, though. I think we're going to have to talk about birth control next, especially with how you flooded my pussy.